What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment. Sports entertainment. Sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Yo, what's up, kids? Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you very much. The Turnbuckle Throwbacks, really appreciate that. But there's more ways you could support us and help us out. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, leave a review. The more reviews we get, the better we get as a crew. More listeners means more fun, means more stuff to do, right? Simple as that. Go to rantemradio.com, go to shiningwizardsnetwork.com, and go to turnbucklethrowbacks.com and get all of our other content, back content, other shows that we support. It's all there. Go get it. It's all for you. You want to buy a t-shirt? Please buy a t-shirt. It supports us. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/turnbuckle throwbacks and get one of four designs. You won't be disappointed. They're pretty fresh to death. More importantly, thank you so much for supporting Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We appreciate it. We love you all. Peace out.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm going to end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Ooh, yeah!
Pistol grip, pump, one more lap at all times! Pistol grip, pump, one more lap at all times! Pistol grip, pump!
Fucking with mine. But yo, there's a reason why I'm playing that song today.
Please, enlighten.
Well, before that, hello everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks, your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting.
That was the, by the way, that was the Sam Roberts remix.
Yeah, I So I'll break down the fourth wall. I play all of our music off of iTunes. And sometimes the fucking list just takes, it has a mind of its own, you know?
That's okay.
Yeah, so, you know.
Fuck iTunes.
Fuck it.
Fuck The Undertaker.
Fuck it. Anyway,
Good evening, everybody. Once again, I'm your gracious host, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, and I'm joined by
the man they call Choppy, who has no sleep.
Yeah, it's because
to Brooklyn.
Because you have a child now, dude. But you were warned. Like, we warned you.
Yeah, you did warn me. You told me about using some contraceptives, but that didn't help. I'm joking.
Listen, man, you went to Mexico with a plan, okay?
Oof. I didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
You said, I'm going to go to Mexico and come back with a baby. And that's exactly what you did.
Oops. Oopsie. I didn't know it was going to happen.
Oh, listen, man, you know what? I think in the long run, in the next couple of months, and I said this to you guys, that the kid's going to get himself a nice little schedule. He's going to eat. He's eating like a massive man now, so that's step one. Step two is that he's going to sleep more, not that he's eating more. So hopefully you guys will get some more sleep eventually.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully. But anyways.
Hello to everybody in the chat room.
Hey, Shaylin. We're going to try to put a smile on your face tonight. I hope you know that.
Yeah, well, if we don't, then you shouldn't listen to us anymore.
Yeah, we're a bunch of fucking dirtbags if we don't.
Dirtbags.
A bunch of dig bags. It's okay.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Jesus! Oh, man. All right, so how was your week besides not sleeping?
It wasn't too bad. Just going to Radioactive Island, but other than that.
See, but now, for people who are not local, you have to explain yourself, so go ahead.
Okay, so this whole week I was going to this very secluded island called Roosevelt Island, which is in between Manhattan
and Queens.
In Queens.
Yeah, on East River.
On the East River. The island is literally, I would say maybe about a tenth of the size of Staten Island.
It's one block.
Literally just one block.
It's one circle.
Yes. You can literally go through that island within like 2 minutes of driving.
You tell people I live on Main Street.
Yes.
In Roosevelt Island.
That's the only street.
Yeah.
And I'm walking from the F train all the way down to where I had to be. I was like, man, this is a really nice island. And, you know, and I was like, wow, man, if I had the money, I'd freaking live here.
And he posted this on social media.
And I did.
And we laughed out loud at you.
And, of course, Phil, being the wonderful human being he is, crushed my hopes and dreams. He was like, wait until you get to 900 Main Street. And lo and behold, where I was shooting the show this week, it was 900 Main Street. Let me tell you something, guys. It looked like a radioactive bomb was dropped on this fucking hospital. Everybody was missing eyeballs, toes, limbs. It was not a pretty sight.
The building that Choppy went in used to be an old hospital.
It still is.
Well, it's basically a nursing rehab facility now. It's no longer a working hospital. Not even a receiving hospital. You can't bring patients there. Mm-mm. You go there after you go there to die. But when you walk in, it's got the old flaps, like you're walking into a walk-in freezer, and it looks like Freddy Krueger's basement. It does, dude. I used to take patients there all the time.
I was waiting for like Leatherface to come out with a hook or something.
Or a hooker.
Oh, man. But other than that, it was great.
Yeah, so
please tell us your story.
So, what you guys don't know is I'm lobbying for a new job, and I took a test for it like 4 years ago, and it called me, so now I have to go through this whole process of being investigated and being processed, and I got to get drug tested and physical, and I need a background check. Part of the background check requires you to hand in your entire work history in detail. From the time you got your first job, which for me, let's be clear. My first on-the-books job was 1990.
Quotes!
Right. Was 1990, right? I was in high school. I picked up a job in a fucking movie theater. No, I'm lying. I was in a truancy program. I was in the Ridgewood Youth Council, and I worked. I was in a work-study program. That was my first, quote-unquote, on-the-books job.
Okay.
And then I got paid something doing some other shit. Anyway, you have to go to your local Social Security office. Now, you could do this online, but it takes 3 to 6 months. For something it took me an hour to do, if you did it online, it takes 3 to 6 months to do.
Oof.
So I went to the Social Security office where we live. Now, again, we live on Staten Island. Staten Island, out of the five boroughs, it's the forgotten borough. So you don't deal... normally, you don't deal with the nonsense you would deal with if you went to a Social Security office or a DMV in, let's say, Brooklyn or Queens.
I agree.
Okay. I've had wonderful experiences with DMV here on Staten Island. I've never had a bad experience. I've only been there like twice. Easy Pass, same thing.
Fuck Easy Pass.
Well, because wifey kept getting hers repossessed because she forgot to pay the fucking bill. You know? So when we go there, it wasn't a fun... Whatever. But Social Security, I was like, all right, well, they open at 9. I got there for like 9:30, and I was like, you know, I said, told wifey, I'm like, I shouldn't be that long. She's like, well, I can't wait for you. I have to go to work. I'm like, all right, so I'll just take the bus home. The bus is like literally right down the block.
Correct. It
goes right to my house. So I go in, and it's standing room only. It's fucking loaded to the ball. Now, mind you, we're 40 minutes into them being open.
Oh, God.
So I'm saying to myself, holy shit. Now you have to go to a kiosk, put your social in and get like a print, like, you know, when you go to deli and you get the 196.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do with here. You go to a kiosk and get a number.
Did you pack a lunch?
No. I had my cell phone with me on full so I could listen to podcasts or whatever and get ready for our show, do some show prep. And I had headphones. I wasn't really worried about that aspect of it. I was worried about waiting, and I was like, holy shit, man. So now people, now, if you had an appointment, obviously they take precedence and they go for it now.
Correct.
So now I'm in there, and there's a security guard. She's like a middle-aged Spanish lady, right? Which really doesn't bother me because I see them all the time. This chick, she had a 9mm, a bulletproof vest on, like handcuffs, right?
At a Social Security office?
At a Social Security office. So I'm saying to myself, yo, if this chick is like packing, what the fuck is going on at the Social Security office that has me bugging out, you know? So now I just came from Mickey D, so I had like a 4-ounce juice, orange juice, and I went to go sit down. She goes, your juice. Excuse me? Your juice, get rid of it, or go outside. You can't bring food in here. Not like, excuse me, sir, nothing that.
Of course.
I'm like, all right, see you next Tuesday. You know, you cunt. So, I said cunt, but I didn't say it too loud, so she didn't hear me. I wasn't that mad yet. Yet. So, I sit down, and she's just eyeballing this crowd of misfits, me, Fatty Phil, and a bunch of geriatrics. You know? Because literally, Chop, the whole room is geriatrics, basically, right? So, now I'm chilling now. And I see her just surveying the fucking... I'm watching her, and she's, like, holding on to her gun, like her hands next to the gun. That's why I played Pistol Grip Pump tonight. But she's got her hand on the fucking... on the pump, like she's going to fucking blow somebody up. So, now, apparently she pissed off one of the patrons. This older gentleman. He had to be, like, in his 60s. I think he was, like, East Indian.
Okay.
Right? And he was mad. So she must have said something to him, and he was like, don't tell me what to do, and I'm just trying to talk to these people, and da-da-da-da. Because she's not allowed to answer any questions about Social Security. Yeah. There's a big sign, too. There's also a big sign that says no food, no drink.
Okay.
So now she says, you better sit down, or I'm going to have your appointment taken from you.
Whoa.
So now people are putting their books down, they're reading, or they got their phones. Now they're all like looking up at this lady who's arguing with this old man.
Yeah.
He says to her, don't, you're a bully, you talk to people mean, you're a mean person, da 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 da, and she just kept yapping away. He goes on his phone in front of the entire crowd on speakerphone and calls the cops.
Whoa, nice! Good dude!
tells the cops that he's being harassed, and this chick, she says she has a gun, and that she's mean to people, and she's, you know, and, you know, whatever. And he gives this whole spiel, and people, and now... people are chuckling, like they're laughing. Which part of it is funny.
That's great.
Right? But part of it's really fucked up because you have to really piss people off that much to call the police at a Social Security office.
Correct.
So now I'm like beside myself now. I'm like, this is great. And I'm only 15, 20 minutes in. So this dish rag, she goes into the office where all the workers are, tells them what's going on, must have made a phone call to her superior. She sits back down and breaks out a huge bottle of water. After telling us we can't eat or drink anything.
What a cunt!
And I'm like, you're a cunt. and she still has her hand on her gun and she's drinking. Something must, she must have had a traumatic, like, issue or something. She must have been attacked or something, because for her to guard herself like that with a bulletproof vest and carry a gun for geriatric, I know it's a government office. I get it. I get that it's a government office. But it's Social Security, Chop. Like, you, I was like, are you really for real right now?
Now, let me ask you something. What Social Security, not, what security company was she? Do you remember?
No, no. It said United States Social Security. Her patch said Social Security on it.
Listen, a lot of these fuckheads that are that work for the government.
Yeah, they're not. This is not like a rent-a-cop.
No,
this is like this is a government job. Apparently,
so a lot of these people that get these government jobs get let this shit go to their heads. They start thinking like they're fucking like Donald Trump all of a sudden, and it's like you can't do that. You got to be a fucking human being. You got to be nice and respectful to people. And for that, for her to be like, get the get your juice out of here, and then she fucking go drink a water.
Right.
Fuck
she,
you.
She
cunt.
Was like, she's like, your juice, and I was like, huh?
Your juice.
I said, I want to feel like giving her some juice, like fucking banana juice.
Was she trying to find out if you were OJ or not? Because she said, you're juice.
Oh, hello there. I'm OJ. If the glove don't fit, acquit, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. That's my OJ.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
It's right here, my nigga. That's my
I don't know, but I was just, for me anyway, so I want to, and you got to pay $115. For this printout,
I can't. That's fucking insane,
right? And I'm saying to myself, can you? I said this will never happen again. I hope I get this gig because I never want to come back here until even when I'm old and gray, I never want to go back to the Social Security office again.
By the time you're old and gray, there won't be no Social Security. Guarantee it.
Oh, dude, that's another story, and I'll save that for a filatorial because I don't want to bother people with the nonsense, you know. But yeah, my week was long. It's a holiday week, so people just either they want to die, they want to go to a hospital, or they want to get discharged from a hospital. So my work week was like it's really busy.
Everyone was on edge this week.
Yeah, everyone was like, you know, it's a holiday weekend. It's the end of the summer. We're getting some really nice, like almost brisk, fallish weather right now. We'll get back to the 80s again next week. And shout out to all our friends in Cali who are getting a heat wave right now. But this hurricane has really fucked up the entire weather ecosystem. We're gonna get some remnants of it, I think, in a couple of days, in a couple of hours. But yeah, but like we're not getting flooded like those poor fucks. 50 inches of rain, it's a record, dude. They're underwater, you know.
And yeah, it's even worse than Katrina.
Yeah, but you know it's yeah. And for the people who post, and listen, I'm gonna be passive aggressive. I don't want to call people out because so many people are my friends on Facebook and on Instagram. But there are a few of you that posted, don't say prayers for Texas. Send money or do something about it instead of just saying prayers. And I was like saying to myself, who the fuck are you to tell me not to pray or not? How do you know I haven't donated anything? How do you know what I'm like? Instead of prayers, donate. Like, who the fuck are you? Like, are you going down there? Are you helping friends like I did? Send them down to Texas?
Are you fucking FEMA dickbags?
Yeah. Are you FEMA? Like, are you the government all of a sudden? Don't tell me not to pray. I'm a fucking pseudo-spiritual dude. I pray for everybody I love.
90% of this country is all very religious people. So fuck off.
And also 70% of this planet is fucking water. So
yep.
And people, and one guy who I won't say his name, he's an atheist, and he said if we're praying for something that was happened by Mother Nature, what are you really praying for? And I kind of got what he was saying, but like I'm not praying for the actual weather to stop. I'm praying for the people who are fucking stuck in their houses. Who lost it. People died in this thing, man.
Yeah, a lot.
Pets, they lost pets. They lost their livelihood. They lost their fucking homes. Their valuables. They lost their whole lives. The best picture I saw, though, there was a dude that had a... he had a jet ski in his house. Dude. And he took his jet ski and drove around his neighborhood and rescued people.
That's cool.
Now, that's probably the same dude... When people came to his house, look at the asshole with the jet ski in his house.
Probably.
And he was probably just too lazy to put it in his garage or put it outside. And finally, he gets, his house gets flooded, and he's saving fucking people on a jet ski.
Yeah.
So shout out to that dude, man.
God bless you, dude.
Shout out to that dude. That was some shit, man. I was bugging out. I was like, this is great. This is fantastic. So needless to say, it's been a long week. I'm glad we can do this tonight and we can get it out of the way. We're going to continue 1997 next week. We got a little break from that. We're doing a little silly little throwback tonight. We got some news to get into. What else is going on? On September 23rd, we'll be in Glendale, Queens for the FTW show at Sacred Heart. We might have a guest on from FTW next week.
Yes.
They messaged me today, so he might come on and talk to us. But we're promoting the show. If you're local, you want to see, go fundraise for my friend's daughter's school. It's going to be a good cause. And you get to see me and Choppy.
Yeah!
That's probably the best part. If you're local and you come to this wrestling show in Queens, you get to hang with me and Choppy. That should be your night right there. And we're going to be right on Myrtle Avenue. We'll go down to the... If it's early enough, we'll do... Well, Choppy's already been sightseeing. I already took him to the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, go down and support. We'll play some more stuff during the next couple of weeks.
By the way, I forgot to tell you, the shop that we're at that's doing the movie that I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
The crew that I'm working with, they're the same crew that worked on The Tick.
Oh, dude. I didn't see it yet.
Oh, dude,
it's on Hulu.
No, it's on Amazon.
Yeah, I had that. Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I saw all the set dressing. I saw all the costumes. I was like, this is fucking dope.
Listen, I finished Defenders.
I'm almost done. I'm on episode 6. It's okay. Really good. I love it.
You need to finish it.
It gets better and better every episode, dude.
You need to finish it.
I will. Trust me.
It's good. It's good. What else is going on? I think that's it.
Yeah. So far, that's pretty... Oh, and did you see that thing I tagged you in?
Which is
what? They found their Robin for the live-action Titan.
I saw that, yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
So... Wrestling.
All right, so there's a couple things we can do. Where you want to start?
I say we start with the promo since it's gotten so much pressed this whole week over the Roman Reigns John Cena promo. What do you think? What do you want to do? Or you want to do?
It's your bag, man. What do you tell me? You can talk about the promo if you want.
It's really not that big of a deal. Everyone's like saying that Roman Reigns sucked on the promo. I thought he was fine. And then everyone was like, oh, you know, John Cena showed him up. Well, John Cena was acting like a dickbag throughout that whole promo. So, who was really the heel in that promo, honestly? Who cares?
Speaking of John Cena, there's a Toyota Camry commercial with his music in it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's a red Camry. It's a nice car. But, yeah, I was watching a Good Times run today.
Oh, man, that's a good show.
And all of a sudden I hear... And I turned around, and some chick in a Camry. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah.
He's blowing up like you thought he would. Sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I saw the promo. You know what?
It's not that big of a deal.
It's fine. I mean, they're going to tear Roman apart regardless. This poor sap is not going to get any fucking love from anybody.
I am. I'm giving him love.
Well, I'm talking about the kids, you know? I really don't. I have nothing bad.
Can I say something to you about this? You're a 40-year fan right now? You've been watching wrestling for about 40 years, would you say?
Almost 40 years, yeah.
Okay. In your time in watching wrestling, when a babyface was being booed for a long period of time by the fans, what was normally done?
They would turn him heel.
Correct. And vice versa, correct? If correct. A heel was being changed...
They would... The fans basically dictated how the character progressed.
This would have to be like one of the first times in history where a guy is heavily booed by everybody. And John Cena, when he was on top, he was booed and cheered. So that doesn't count. This guy is heavily booed by everybody. And they still won't pull the trigger on him being a heel. And a lot of the arguments can be said that, oh, he's already a heel. Fine, I understand that. But he still acts like a babyface. The guy needs to turn heel. I love Roman Reigns, by the way. I think he's fine. I think his wrestling is great. A lot of podcasts out there, they really don't like Roman Reigns, which is fine. I care less. I fell off the wagon a little bit when they broke up the Shield, but now I'm back on the wagon with Roman Reigns, and he's fine. A lot of you fans, especially Rage, who fucking can't stand Roman Reigns, and he's really not that bad. But in terms of the promo, it was fine. What about you? What do you think?
I have no problem with it.
All right.
Speaking of Rage, this is a little side note. He's been involved with Uncle Eddie's ham radio show.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. Well, he's known as Bisexual Monkeys. And is apparently that he's got some fetish chick that's he wants to get her laid or get him laid. It's like a hashtag get Marquise laid or something like that.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, apparently if he wins this contest, he gets to bang this fetish chick. So, yeah. So, I saw it the other day. And I was
press
like,
that button.
What, D button?
No, virgin.
Virgin.
That's the button, yeah.
Virgin.
Yeah, I already had the...
Wow, it's resorted... Really, Marquise? It's gone down to the point where
Well, it's a radio bit.
But it's gone down to the point that you have to win a contest to get banged, bro?
I don't know.
Aren't you embarrassed?
I don't think he needs... In a way, I feel like he wants the attention, and he's not going about getting laid the proper way. Like, you know, there's courting involved. Like, when you get a, listen, when you started dating your wife, I started dating my wife, there's a courting. You know, you hang out, you talk, you do things together.
Yeah, and then on the first date, you bang. I'm joking.
No. There's some people that do, you know.
I mean, listen, Marquise, Marcus, we love you here at the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. You do you, buddy. Whether it's with the your hand or with a fetish female, do what you got to do. Get laid.
I read that and I was like, oh, man.
Oh, man.
I'm just checking social media.
How is Eddie doing?
Eddie's doing well.
I like that guy.
Just his schedules. He does every Wednesday night from 6 to 8.
Does he really?
On ham radio, yeah.
Good for him.
He's a friend of the show. We're going to have Eddie on eventually.
I love that guy.
His studio is basically not even 10 blocks from here.
Get out of here. I know he lived on Adams.
I did the Man Cave show out of his studio.
Oh, that's cool.
At a Joe studio.
That's cool.
And I told Joe that we're going to... Oh, is this Tony C?
No, oh, man.
We're not taking calls, though.
Is that Tony C?
Yeah. Hold on a second. Oh, no. Tony, what's up, man?
Wait a goddamn minute now. I sit back and listen to your show and try to show you and Choppy love and support. And then y'all come out of y'all mouth with blaspheme, blaspheme, blaspheme. What the hell, man?
Well, we normally don't...
Explain to me what the hell.
No, to you, what's the gripe? What's the matter? Talk to us.
You know what the hell y'all just was talking about.
Oh, Roman Reigns?
Of course. What the hell wrong with y'all?
Dude, I can't blame him anymore. I have to blame the back. I have to blame the writers. I can't... I think...
You can't blame... Okay. I understand that. You can't blame him for forgetting his damn lines when he's going promo for promo. Really?
That was sloppy. That was sloppy. I just can't.
I mean, at least write it on your hand, like, you know, they say a lot of you sometimes. I mean, damn.
Yes. Listen, I just don't hate him like everybody else hates him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's not hate. It's the blatant disrespect for the sports entertainment world.
Tony C, can I ask you a question?
Him in that damn spot.
Tony C, can I ask you a question?
Yes, go ahead and try to rationalize this shit. Go ahead.
I asked Phil the same question I want to ask you. How long have you been a fan? 30 years? Would you say about 30 years you've been a fan?
Yeah, I'm 34. Yeah.
Okay. Would you say this is the first time in history where a man is heavily booed by everyone and they still have yet to turn this guy heel? Don't you think, like, whenever a babyface was being booed by the crowd, they would turn him heel and vice versa? Why don't they turn this fucking guy heel already? I mean, come on.
That's like what Phil said. That's on the company. I can't blame him for his character. But when they put you in the main event at WrestleMania, 3 years running, and you stink up the joint, you damn near drop the Undertaker on his head.
Fuck
stuff like that, man. You remember that?
I remember it.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah. I don't know.
Exactly. You almost killed Steph with a spear. you know, Steph did that, man. You can't have a good match with Triple H. Triple H can make a broomstick look good.
But his match with Triple H wasn't that bad.
It was boring as shit, dude. It really was.
It
was better than the Taker match.
No, I thought the Taker match was better.
But that ain't hard. That wasn't hard. To be better than him. The ball was set so low already.
Well, I thought the Taker match was better because, I mean, he retired the Undertaker, thank God. So, I was happy. Yeah,
Taker still carried him 3/4 of the match.
Well, you know, it's okay. That's because the Undertaker had a bad hip and, you know, it's okay.
Like John Cena said, he took the U.S. title as a demotion. And Cena, although he was burying people, he was beating the world champion. Now, see, Roman should have brought that up as, you know, they should let him shoot for real and see. They want him to be in that Rock spot because that's his cousin, man. But he ain't got it.
No,
and that's why people get pissed off.
I think
they're tired of this dude, man.
You know what it is? It's the expectation. I think the company has way too much expectation of him, and I think he's limited as a character. You know, I don't.
And they ain't realized that yet.
No, I don't.
Of course not.
No, because he has a look to him. And I think that they're emphasizing the look. Because he's not. Listen, he's not Titus O'Neil, you know, Ahmed Johnson sloppy. Okay, let's
more crisp than that.
Let's put that out there right now.
He's a little bit more refined than them guys. He messed up in key spots. That's his thing.
And that's a learning curve too. Like, you know, it's. I think he's limited in certain aspects of the character, and in certain ways, they fucking just don't give him enough time to craft it on his own. Like, they'll let Cena go out there and talk all the shit. I don't think he was ready for that. I don't think he was ready for a shoot.
I agree.
I think he's fucking cookie cut, Tony. He's like these rappers today that go into a studio, and they get molded in the studio. Like, there's no rawness to him. There's no hustle.
Well, he got to be ready for that, though, Phil.
I understand
that.
I feel you. You're absolutely right. I'm just saying, like, there's no hustle. There's no flow. There's no... He's cookie cut, man. He's like that prototypical fucking...
He's like Lex Luger.
Easy.
That's the insult to damn Lex Luger now.
As much as I hate Luger, that's an insult to Luger.
I'm sorry.
He Roman Reigns is like that guy in your crew that if you do the dozens with him, he'll come back with some shitty your mama joke.
Yeah, he'll come back
like, your mama's so stupid.
Yeah, he'll come back. Stupid. Yeah, he can't run a dozen. He'll come back with, oh, your mother.
Yeah, just like he did last night. Like, you suck.
Yeah,
like,
because I think he's limited. I think he's just, you know... I don't think he's terrible in the ring.
I think he's good in the ring.
I don't think he's terrible. And him and Strowman had put on a good show, on a good story.
They main evented so many pay-per-views, and the matches were really, really good.
Yeah. I just
a
don't...
A lot of that was Strowman, but...
Strowman's my good...
That's fine.
He don't need to be near the Universal title.
No.
He won't be.
Cena said it best. I'm going to say this. Cena was truth-telling. Because if he could do it how he was supposed to be able to do it, Cena would have to come back to Raw and be there to try to help him get over.
Mm. That's fair.
Fair enough.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's fair enough. I can't dog him anymore, man. I can't find anything else wrong with him.
We're not dogging him. The people that dog him. We dogging him the things that he does. Like I said, to forget your line and apart, like, and then you can't do that with Cena because you know he gonna let you have it. Like, anybody else would let it slide.
Yeah,
you know?
He's the dude in the high school play that has to just rehearse his lines.
I honestly think if you give him bullet points, he'd be fine. Because I seen him on that, was it the Raw Pain. Talk? The was that the after show?
Yeah, the after show.
The after show. Yeah, I saw him do a promo or whatever it was, and there was no bull, and it was just from the heart, and he was fucking good. But when you give the guy like a script, I think he's terrible.
So you think Monday was from his heart, and he scripted it and got his line.
Monday, when you give this man a script, he's not good at scripts. But I feel like if you give him like bullet points, like they did back in the day, I think he'd be okay.
But let me ask you this: as you were watching that, what line did he spit that made you go ooh, like damn?
That's the company's fault because they're spitting, giving him shit to say that he shouldn't be saying.
Like with Rock and all them guys in the back and Cena too, you can let them know. Look, I want to hit. They gave him free reign to hit Cena where he wants to.
I don't know, man. I don't think he has that freedom to like Cena.
I don't think so either. I think they
have. So you think Miz and Cena are the only two allowed to hit like clothesline?
Absolutely.
I think because
I don't know about that one now.
They're more refined characters too.
Correct.
They're more refined characters than Roman.
So y'all just been giving this crutch.
Yeah.
That allowed him to stink on the mic.
He
need a mouthpiece.
He's terrible on the mic.
He does need a mouthpiece.
I think Paul Heyman should be his mouthpiece.
Yeah. I think he should have more of his. I think him and his family should be another Samoan.
Better yet.
Family.
Yeah, we've been saying that for the longest.
Better yet, I think we should have Precious Paul be his mouthpiece, and then have the AOP as his backup.
Imagine if he had the Goon Squad.
Oof, that'd be great.
That's too creative. That's too much creative.
Could you imagine me and Phil booking the show, man? Forget it.
Y'all just did a year's worth of booking right now.
That's great.
You know, but I just had to call in, you know, y'all, to just get a feel where y'all guys are coming from. I told Phil I was going to shout out Dale Wilkes for getting a damn title shot out of nowhere.
You can hold that for next week because we're going to be doing that next week.
Y'all doing that next week? Okay,
yes, no, we're doing Clash of the Champions tonight from August of 94.
So, August 94. Who was on that show?
That was Hogan when he gets attacked. He's supposed to fight Flair, and he got clipped. That was Nasty Boys against Roma and Orndorff.
And then you also got the classic U.S. title match between Steamboat and Steve Austin.
Yeah, that's when
Ricky's. Yeah. Okay, so this is right after Hogan won the belt. Yeah,
correct. Yes.
Next week we're gonna do In Your House.
Ground Zero.
Yeah.
From September 1997.
Yeah.
Then I thought this was Dale with Wilkes. My bad.
Double A read the message. Yeah, Double A read the message wrong. I told him I was doing it next week. But yeah, you definitely welcome to come on next week and shoot with us about it.
Of course, I just want to be a part of Dale Wilkes' title shot. You know what I'm saying? Appreciation night.
We get your T-shirt. I'm a Dale Wilkes guy.
Well, you know, it's the typical WWF booking. You know, you get a count out victory against some damn body, you get a title shot. So there you go.
There you go.
And Brett was we want about Brett at that time. He was over as that damn Canadian American hate.
I agree.
We're gonna ride 97 all the way to Survivor Series, man. We're gonna do the screw job over again.
I think we're all doing that, man. It's the best. If not the best time in wrestling 20 years ago.
Absolutely.
From top to bottom, you know.
We're going to be doing the next couple of months. We're going to be doing all 1997. So,
Lord. And I heard y'all did what? Worldwide last week?
Yeah, we did.
That was. Who was the main event at Worldwide 97?
Hogan Luger.
That damn sure was. What am I thinking about?
You thinking Macho Man?
Yeah, and Luger got hit by Sting.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, the fake Sting. Yeah,
by Hall of Sting. Yeah, loved it. Did you call it the 5-day title reign?
Yep, the 5-day reign. Yep. Of course I did.
Damn skipping. Lex Luger getting payback for 1992 when he lost the title, but you know, I just want to call in, you know, just get a piece of you guys' mind and you know, I'm going to let y'all get back. I am listening, so lurking in the shadows. I'm be talking about damn booming like
Roman Reigns.
And y'all need to talk about the rumor that Taker's going to come back and screw him at No Mercy, too.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Jesus Christ.
That's the rumor.
Sweet. The rumor is, so.
Oh, God.
The match is going to be a good old-fashioned no contest. Because Taker's coming. Wasn't it a pay-per-view called Return of the Taker? I think it was
In Your House. You are correct.
Yeah, I believe so.
So this No Mercy may be called Return of the Taker.
The next pay-per-view is going to be called Karate Fighters Presents The Roman Empire Strikes Back.
The Roman Empire.
And Cena building the Death Star. You're damn right.
I'm sorry.
Cena building the Death Star. No. Yeah, man, I'm going to let y'all get back, man. I just want to chime in on that, you know. You guys keep up the good work, man. Much love to you fellas.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, let y'all get back, man.
Much love to you, Tony. Thank you.
Later, fella.
We'll see you next week.
That is Tony C. I love that guy.
With the run-in.
Good.
I don't take calls. Most of the time we don't take calls, but Tony C calls. He's either got a gripe or he wants to.
Jimmy had a gripe. It's fine. It's cool. I liked it.
So I normally don't take a lot of calls when we let everybody know when we're taking calls. So.
Correct.
But
what's the next bit of news now?
Well, we already talked about Undertaker, so we don't have to get that out of the way.
You want
to
talk about the Sexy Star Rosemary thing?
Yeah. So Stickman, our boy Stickman from Canada, Apex Wrestling, he posted that he was watching Triple Mania, which is the CMLL, or no, it's AAA's version of WrestleMania.
Correct.
And they had, I think our boy was over there from the Kingdom, Matt Taven.
Matt Taven, yes.
He wrestled on that card.
He was on that card, yes.
Like, I told you, bro, he's killing it in Mexico.
How much do you want to bet that guy's going to be called up eventually for WWE?
I think so.
Yeah.
So there was a match between Sexy Star and...
It was a four-way.
It was a four-way? Okay.
Sexy Star, Rosemary, Hamada, and somebody else. I forgot the fourth competitor.
Right.
And apparently Hamada and her, Sexy Star, got into a bit of an argument during the match. And they started legitimately throwing potatoes.
Like haymakers.
Big time, dude. Okay. They really fucking...
I didn't see the clip.
And then I started going through the whole match. And then Sexy Star got into a little bit with the other girl. Not Rosemary, the other fourth competitor.
Correct.
It was really a shit show, dude. And then, towards the finale of the match, fucking Sexy Star puts, you know, Rosemary in an arm bar. And then, you know, she taps, Rosemary taps, and all of a sudden you see, like, Sexy Star's not letting go of the fucking move. Like, she's really, like, cinching it in, it's over. So, it was really, really, really a shit show. Big time.
What do you got over there in the chat room?
Shaylin says, I just came across this via Facebook from the Bleacher Report article. After much consideration, I will be stepping back by my weekly role as SmackDown announcer to dedicate more continuous time on the work I have done since 2010 with at-risk kids and communities. My new schedule will allow me to continue to be a part of the WWE family and also continue my work that I feel is the most important thing in my life. I will continue my 20-plus year relationship with WWE and will appear on such marquee shows as Tribute to the Troops, WrestleMania, amongst others. That was from JBL. Thank you very much, Shaylin. Appreciate that. But, yeah, that's pretty much what happened with the whole fiasco. I didn't get the Twitter thing that Rosemary posted up. But to paraphrase, she pretty much said that... for her to put her body in the hands of Sexy Star and then Sexy Star taking advantage of that is classless and unprofessional, is pretty much what she said. And it took her every fiber in her being not to beat the shit out of this girl, but then she said the little voice in her head said, don't do anything because you'll just end up in a Mexican prison, you know? So that was pretty much the gist of the whole thing, but the video itself was pretty bad, dude. It was, you know what? Sexy Star, I was a pretty big fan of her in Lucha Underground, but now after seeing what she did, it's kind of shitty, dude. It was really fucked up. What do you think?
It was terrible.
It was fucked up, dude.
And you mentioned this today in pre-production that she probably won't get booked in a lot of places. Some people already, I know for a fact.
Cody Rhodes said that he will not wrestle on any shows that she's involved in. And if that happens, that means she's not going to get booked on anything. And it's not because of Cody Rhodes. It's other marquee names as well, you know?
Yeah.
It's fucked up. It really is, man. You don't do that. I mean, you don't go into business for yourself just because you have a problem with somebody. And apparently Vampiro was the one who squashed all the beef, apparently, in the back. And of course, you know, Sexy Star came up with all these excuses as to why she did what she did. And, you know, it was all bullshit. And Rosemary didn't believe anything that came out of this woman's mouth. And that's pretty much the end of the game for Sexy Star. She might have to think about retiring soon. Because I don't think anyone's going to want to book her except for maybe Mexico or Japan.
Yeah.
If she's lucky.
Yeah. So other news, I know AAA posted it today. They're bringing Thunder to the network.
Thank God.
Now, I forgot about this. You said they put a bunch of cruiserweights on there all the time.
I liked watching the show because there was a lot more cruiserweights than... the matches were actually a little bit better. Phil was telling me that he doesn't remember too many of the matches. I remember some of the matches. I remember a lot of the B-Squad being there, like Perry Saturn, Dean Malenko, Rey Mysterio. A lot of the mid-card guys, you know? I remember seeing like Alex Wright being on the show, La Parca. It was a pretty good show. I mean, when it first came out in 1998, you had all the main eventers on there. But then by like 99, you started to see more mid-carders on the show and less the main eventers. Because a lot of the main event talent had guaranteed money and contracts where they said they weren't supposed to work so many dates. And eventually that changed. And then eventually more talent started going on to Thunder.
Correct. So it's always nice when they add more content.
Of course, absolutely.
I saw a throwback. Well, I saw an old school card that I'm gonna show you. That I'm probably gonna have you watch it.
Okay.
And I want to do a throwback on it. It was pretty cool. The Machines are on it. Bundy and Stud are on it.
Ooh.
The Bulldogs are on it. The Hart Foundation are on it. It's from believe Boston Garden or Maple Leaf Garden. I forget.
Oh man, that's probably sweet
game. Yeah, they added it to the old school. So
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Because the last old school show I saw was probably Taker and... It was like a Taker. It was like an
Invader or something like that. Yeah, like, they added a bunch of new shit to the you gotta see it, though.
Good.
I'll pull it up. I'll pull it up and I'll let you know when to watch it.
Excellent.
I think that's it. Is there any more news? I don't think so.
That's pretty much it, man. I can't think of anything.
I haven't watched any of the wrestling.
I saw SmackDown, I saw Raw.
Yeah, besides that.
I didn't see NXT. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, no, the only thing that was significant was I told you that Drew Galloway cut a promo. And when he said Adam Cole's name, the whole crowd screamed, baby. Yeah, so that was pretty cool. So, anywho, I think that's it. I think I'm going to take a break.
Let's do this throwback.
We got a quick kick-ass throwback for you tonight.
It's a really good show.
Yeah. So... Anyway, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We are live on Rant, rantemradio.com, part of the Shining Wizards Network, of course. And Lord Alfred Hayes is going to take us to the break.
Yep.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Are you a pro wrestling fan that also listens to heavy metal? Neckbreaker was designed just for you. Wrestling headlines, metal panels, drinking games, and interviews with guests including Chris Jericho, Nile, Frankie Kazarian, Symphony X, Eric Bischoff, and tons more. Have some drinks with us and listen to Neckbreaker Podcast, available for free on iTunes, Google Play, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher, or grab our full archive over at neckbreaker.net.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
Is that chicken I smell? I'm gonna roll this rock out of the way.
And political gumfuckery.
I haven't played this band since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
Hey, it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Umesi, this is professional wrestler Jimmy Valiant, the Boogie Woogie Man. Tell my people, my brothers and sisters, don't you dare miss Turnbuckle, Throwback Radio, Rant, EM Radio. Oh, yeah.
You know, there comes a time in every man's life when he gets a chance. Yeah, opportunity knocks. Well, it's knocking right now, and it's knocking on my door. Because I am Bam Bam Bigelow, and I am the Beast from the East, and my opportunity is to take on you, Bret Hart, the Hitman, the World Wrestling Federation champion. You know, I got to give you some credit. You've been taking on title match after title match, each time being successful. Well, this time is your last time, Bret Hart. Because when I get you in the ring, it's no more fun, it's no more games, it's all serious. And I mean business, Bret Hart, because I'm going to be the next World Wrestling Federation champion.
Bam! Bam!
Charles Bam Bam Bigelow would have been 56 years old today.
God bless this man.
Easily top 10 of my favorite wrestlers of all time.
One of the best big men of all time, dude. This guy in 93 scared the shit out of me. He was so massive.
I told a story on the air before, but I was in the Garden the night they announced that he was making his debut.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
I was in the Garden that night, and I popped. Like, I was the only one in my area that knew who he was.
Of course.
From the Aptamags. Speaking of the Aptamags, I forgot to mention this before the break.
Mm-hmm.
About the PWI 500.
Yes.
Okada got the number one spot.
I know, you were correct, dude. You called it. I thought Omega was going to get number two.
No. Reigns.
It was AJ.
Reigns and AJ ranked higher than Kenny Omega.
Fuck, man.
So... we got a nice discussion on Facebook about it.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of guys don't give a shit. A couple of guys are like, you know, it doesn't matter. I'm like, I know it doesn't matter.
But it matters to a lot of other people. And, you know, I was kind of shocked by it. But whatever.
Well, I mean, it's...
I wasn't shocked by Okada. Okada deserved number one.
I'm telling you, man, he was the fucking man. He was the man. No doubt. He every match he had, even matches that he lost, like on those tag matches with Chaos, were top notch.
Yep.
We're top notch.
I think Phil is like the Nostradamus of PWI.
You know what, dude? I'm not. As much as I want to take credit for everything, I don't. I just...
Stop being so modest.
No, seriously, though. I do get modest once in a while, but I'm not being modest right now. I think they had to acknowledge him. And I know back in the day, like Misawa got top billing. He didn't get top billing, but he was in the top five, top ten. Yeah. And him and Kenta Kobashi, those guys always got top billing. I think Tatsumi Fujinami got a top billing one time.
He did.
But it's more exposed now. Like New Japan, back in the day, you didn't know about that stuff unless you read about it or you tape traded. So, I don't know.
But he deserved to be number one. He was the best talent in 2017.
Yeah.
From every match. Like you said, every match. He was good.
Yeah, I think so.
So.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think, though. Remember Crackhead Bob? I think, though.
Here we go.
No. I'll be good.
I was waiting for some.
We got yelled at by Choppy's wife.
On Oof!
Don't say those words.
Don't say the A word. Don't say the R word. So I'm like, okay,
terrific.
Oof!
Oh man. And if you know, it, I don't know. But yeah, I was. PWI is still an issue that I wind up buying if I see it. Even though PWI is like $10 an issue now.
It's too expensive. I can't.
I know.
I just look at it online.
Yeah. I was thinking about doing a subscription online.
Oh,
like,
okay. When you read
on your tablet and shit like that, you know, for the boy to see. But I don't know if... he'll be into it.
I still think to this very day, my favorite magazine of all time was WoW. WoW magazine was the best magazine.
Yeah.
It was thick. It had like I don't know, it shined. It looked great, those magazines. I wish Apter never canceled those magazines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at pictures of Tank. The anniversary's coming up in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah. Jesus
Christ. So I'll just people posting stuff. But yeah, we'll talk about that another day.
Yeah.
It's coming up. I thought it's not this week. It's a couple of weeks. I got my dates all mixed up because I'm so fucked up in the head.
It's okay.
But anyway, all right, let's get into the throwback. You ready?
Yep.
And now, here is your throwback of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
Speaking of world class, I should have posted it and I forgot. I found a pizza commercial with the Von Erichs, a local pizza place in Texas from back in the 80s.
Where's this gem?
It's online. I have to find it. I passed it. I was at work and someone posted it on one of these classic wrestling pages.
Okay.
And I was pissed because I want to fucking copy the link and post it. I never did. And shout out to Mega Powers, by the way. Dave has been crazy posting on the main page.
Yes.
Join the Facebook page, please, or message me and Choppy, and if it's blocked for some reason, we'll get you on it.
Yep.
Friend one of us, do something. And also, speaking of the pages and all this other stuff, I know I mention every week that we're selling t-shirts, but Pro Wrestling Tees this week is doing a 15% off, and it's going to be, you type in the word work, go to prowrestlingtees.com/tumblethrowbacks. We have four different designs. Buy a shirt, please. Please buy a shirt.
Please do.
If you buy a shirt this week, any money that we get a little bit of money from each shirt. So all the money that we get from the shirts, we're going to send it to Texas for relief. So if you could, please buy a shirt, and you'll be helping out the show, A, and B, you'll be helping out some people in Texas.
Buy the shirt.
Be a mark. Buy the shirt. We have four different shirts. We have the original logo done by... what's his face? I forgot his name already. Oh my god. He's a cartoon artist. I forgot his name. I'm sorry. I should have wrote it down. But he did the original logo for us. Then we have the NES.
Which I love.
Which is by Maddie Legend, did that for us. And then we got the World of Sport logo.
Yep.
With the SWN on it. And we have the other one, which is the other Turnbuckle Throwbacks one, the other logo that we have, the Mega Powers, New Japan inspired.
Yep.
It's the New Japan Lion, and it's got Turnbuckle Throwbacks in Japanese.
Correct.
So, go pick that up.
And we're also thinking about doing the Kendall Windham t-shirt.
Oh,
yeah.
Ring that bell. I didn't say it.
Okay, terrific.
From now on, instead of saying the A word, I'm just going to call you Kendall Windham.
Kendall Windham.
You're acting like a Kendall Windham. Stop.
Windham, stop.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man. All right, so tonight's throwback is from August 23rd, 1994.
In Iowa.
In Cedar Rapids. Is it Cedar Rapids, right?
Yes. I think it's, yeah, hold on.
Yeah, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Yes.
In the Five Season Center. Shout out to Jason Grooms. He's in Iowa. Oh, brother, Big J, Big nice. Beef. So it's confirmed. The Masked Man was on Anderson. Thank you very much. That's without even looking it up. I told you it was Double A.
Yeah.
I found out. I just read it.
Double A.
So we'll get into that in a few minutes. Couple of things happened here. In storyline, it was not Arn Anderson. It was eventually Beefcake.
Yeah.
But this was significant. Tonight was significant because Ricky Steamboat had his last match for a long time.
Oh my god, dude.
That was like his, you know, he came back out of retirement to fight that WrestleMania match.
Yes.
But this was his like
last match until like 2009 or something.
Yeah, he So he went almost 20 years.
And I think Flair said it himself. He could have still wrestled if he wanted to.
Yeah, I just think he didn't want to mess his back up.
Even more, exactly.
Yeah.
And I saw the spot where he messed it up.
Yeah, we'll talk about that when we get to it. But this card, I picked it because of the Hogan thing, the Steamboat thing. I love watching Hollywood, the blonde Steve Austin.
Yes, Steve Austin.
You know, Stunning Steve. I love Stunning Steve. But Paul Orndorff's on this too.
Of course.
And he's a tag team champion, so.
With your favorite Paul Roma.
Who wasn't bad in this match.
No, he was great.
He wasn't bad in this match.
That's why they made him tag team champion.
I just wasn't a fan of Paul Roma as a horseman, that's all. I don't really, you know.
Stop it. He was a fantastic horse.
I love your facetious face. When you're being an asshole.
Oh, thanks.
Choppy has the best asshole face.
Stop.
Behind the scenes.
Stop, man. You're making me blush.
Dude, nobody sees it but me. Asshole face. Guess the name of the episode tonight. Asshole face. Anyway, all right. So this is Cedar Rapids in the Five Season Center. A sold out show. Tony Schiavone.
Well, no. How many people was it in tennis?
I don't even know. Like 6,000 probably.
That's nice.
But they'll
it's more than SmackDown.
They'll tell you it's sold out. You know. I'm telling you, man, WCW came correct, bro. They knew how to do their shit, man. In terms of like telling people, like production wise, they make 6,000 people like 60,000.
Of course,
they did it well, man. And at this time, the transition was going down. They had just gotten Nitro, and Nitro was a month after 95. This was a year after. So this is when Eric Bischoff first took over. He was still like the announcer / executive producer. You know, yeah. So sorry, I'm doing this all from memory. I got my fucking dates all jumbled up. And but anyway, so the first match is pretty funny. This was now I forgot what happened, but pretty wonderful was Paul Roma and Paul Orndorff. They were the tag team champs.
Yes,
and they won the belts. They mentioned it, who they beat for the belts. But they fought the Nasty Boys in a non-title match.
Can I just say, I don't like the Nasty Boys as babyfaces.
I was never a Nasty Boy fan, period.
They were okay.
Nah, I was never a fan.
They weren't too bad.
I was never a fan.
I was a fan of the Pit Stop.
Were you?
Yeah, the Pit Stop was pretty dope. It was a good finishing move.
All right.
Like, whatever.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all.
The match was not bad. I enjoyed the fuck out of this match. It was really good.
No, the match was good. I just wasn't a fan of the Nasty Boys.
That one spot where fucking Paul Roma Paul Orndorff does a suplex. Paul Roma jumps off and does a diving splash.
I'm watching it right now. Paul Orndorff, as he's doing the suplex, he points
yes
to Paul Roma.
Yes.
And they both throw the And then
Jerry Sags drops the elbow.
Yeah,
that was great.
So everybody's pinning each other, and they count three.
Oh, that's such a good match.
and the Nasty Boys win the match.
And Bobby Heenan kept saying they have to beat them to become number one contenders.
Yeah, the best thing about WCW, they always had decent tag teams. Like they showcased their tag teams.
Of course. I mean, I loved High Voltage.
Did you?
There's my asshole face.
Wow, man, your asshole face is on point tonight. On point tonight, the asshole.
Always spit all over myself.
You're fucking up the studio table here, man.
Sorry,
what are you,
buddy.
What are you doing?
Okay.
I gotta get you a headphone extender.
Sorry.
Thank God I got your second bottle of soda.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Asshole face. That's pretty funny.
Okay, terrific.
Okay, terrific. Oh, man.
Then my favorite part of the whole night comes after this.
Okay, terrific.
Hold on a second. I want to play the Hulk Hogan hotline clip.
Please do.
Do you mind if I do?
Please do.
All right, I'm waiting for it. Hold on. All right, so hold on a second. Here it is. Here it is.
I'll tell you about it right now. Call the Hulk Hogan hotline, 1-900-737-HULK. It's got 8 incredible options, like Beat the Hulk.
Beat the Hulk?
There's always something new on the Hulk Hogan hotline. Call now, 1-900-737-HULK. Call costs $1.49 per minute. Kids get parents' permission. Charges will appear on a parent's phone bill.
Terrible.
So now, this is your favorite part?
Yeah, with Mean Gene?
Yeah.
Of course, it's the best part of the whole night.
Want to play it?
Do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my privilege to introduce the most awesome force in world championship wrestling history. He is the WCW Heavyweight Champion of the World, Hulk Hogan!
We can make some booze.
That's coming with a knee pad.
Jimmy!
Mean Gene.
Gene, can you tell me what's going on? No, Mean Gene! Get him out of here then!
My God.
My God.
Behind Hulk Hogan during the entrance, and my God, he's been
get some
back.
Help for him.
Did you see how hard he got hit in the knee?
Well, right
put
now
that
out
cigarette
there,
out.
Yeah, seriously.
Give me a break.
Give me a break.
WCW officials are here.
Barnett, you saw that.
Barnett.
Chester, you saw it.
Bockwinkle.
Come on, get him out of here.
See?
Get him out of here.
Nick Bockwinkle. Fans, I apologize for this. Greg
Nick
Gagne,
Bockwinkle and
Greg Gagne were there.
Greg Gagne.
Yeah.
Now, this was supposed to be an interview with Hogan,
an
right?
interview with Hulk Hogan, like we said, scheduled. And as he walks towards the interview set, out of nowhere, someone, it looked like he had some sort of pipe or bar in his hand, hit him right on the knee with it.
Boy, he got him good.
Boy, you're not kidding.
They're putting on a brace right now.
All right. Gene,
where's his neck brace, by the way?
Gene, can you
a brace?
Can you
Tony, yeah, Tony, Bobby, I don't know if you can.
I was
going to
ask you, were you impressed with
the
EMTs?
This is the most horrific
no.
thing
but at least they stabilized the leg before they moved them.
Okay, good.
A steel
Normally, they're putting his leg in a brace, but normally they do traction splints. They didn't splint the leg; they just put the brace on, which is better than just fucking throwing a guy on a stretcher.
Let's get him out of here. I love how they didn't use medical facility as a term; they actually used the word hospital.
Yeah. So now Hogan gets attacked, and they're gonna take him to the hospital. Eric Bischoff's gonna go in the ambulance with them.
Dude. You know. Technically, people didn't even know yet that he was running the show.
Tony Schiavone does mention he's the executive producer.
Oh, he does mention it.
Yes, he does. Okay. Yes, he does. Sorry. Yes, he does. So, I mean, it was good though, man. It was
Mean Gene was gold.
Yeah, Mean Gene was
Jimmy. Great. Can you tell me what's going on? No, I don't. Get him out of here. Go. But by the way, can you tell me what's going on with his knee? Oh man, that was funny shit. Classic Mean Gene.
Yeah. Let's see. Hold on a second. Let's see. All right, so your next match is obviously the U.S. title match.
Oh, that match was so good.
Ricky Steamboat taking on champion, stunning Steve Austin.
And I must say, I agree with what Arn Anderson said about Steve Austin a couple of years ago. Not a couple of years, maybe about 10 years ago. Is that you cannot appreciate Steve Austin in like a 5-minute match. But if it's like a 25-30 minute match, then you can see the greatness in Steve Austin. And prior to his neck injury, Steve Austin was amazing in the ring.
Yeah, people forget that this was Steamboat's swan song. Correct. Yeah, because he got hurt.
Yep.
You want to talk about the spot where he got hurt?
Yeah, they're up on the turnbuckles, and then it was Steve sitting on the turnbuckle, and then a Steamboat coming up. Steve Austin is hammering on Steamboat, and then Steamboat falls backwards. But instead of falling back flat on his back, he falls on his ass. And I think there's like a spinal compression when he falls on his ass.
Yeah.
And that was it. And you could see that he was in a lot of pain. Like, it was one of those pains where I think he couldn't even breathe properly.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. That's pretty much what ended his career, was just that spot where he landed on his butt.
Well, this match had a bunch of good spots.
It did.
I'm going to play the end towards the end of it.
That's fine.
All right.
He wants to become the U.S. champion for the second time in his career. His first title reign ended in 19. Oh, my, head first.
The dragon went boom. Kaboom.
Mm. Okay.
This was the classic Dragon Slayer tights.
Yes, it was.
There's an action figure.
There is?
With that, yeah, I believe so.
Oh, if there is, that'd be great.
You look that up.
By the way, Barry Darso annoying the shit out of me throughout this whole match.
As the Blacktop Bully.
Yeah, I can't stand Barry Darso.
Right.
Fuck Repo Man.
And right now, again, so many times.
Don't taunt him. Don't play with him.
That's right. This is the wrong thing to do. You mentioned this before.
It's the wrong guy to do it to. But obviously, Austin has confidence. Obviously, he knows something about Steamboat that we don't know.
Oh, there's a... There's a blast from the past, a little Hollywood blonde type filming there.
Yeah.
Look at this slapping. This is.
See, if Steamboat had been slapped like that when he was a kid, he wouldn't be the punk he is today.
Well, I think he's had enough. In effect, Austin has allowed Steamboat to mount this comeback you're watching right now just by slapping and taunting the dragon.
And he's also allowed him to get to his feet.
And Steamboat's had enough. To the top of the head, to the set flip. One, two, and he's got again.
Back and forth, back and forth. What action?
Well, my clothesline. Stunning Steve and Ricky Steamboat, old enemies, no strangers.
Oh no!
If that would have been a disqualification, if he hits the floor, he'll be the champion.
Why didn't Steamboat hit the floor? Is he that dumb?
He's gonna roll him up. One.
No,
sir! Two count! Johnny Steve! Steamboat! One, two, three!
With a roll up.
With a roll up. The same roll up that he used on Macho Man at WrestleMania 3.
The winner and new United States heavyweight champion!
And then he had to relinquish it.
The Dragon Steve!
And then the next United States champion would be Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Ricky Steamboat!
Remember that?
he beat Steve Austin.
We have to take a break.
Yeah, because the title was held up. It was Steve Austin versus Jim Dugan. And then Jim Dugan did his little football stance. Knocked Steve and then pinned him. 1, 2, 3 in like an 8-second match.
Yeah, so now we come back from a commercial break. And they're going to go to the hospital, I believe. Or they're going to find out what's going on.
Please do.
That all took place to Hulk Hogan.
I'll tell you what is just what has become a nightmare for me. I couldn't believe it. It was supposed to be one of the biggest nights ever in World Championship Wrestling history. And then from out of the shadows, back to the entrance, somebody came up and absolutely blew away that knee on Hulk
Hogan. I thought
it
was a black scorpion.
I still cannot comprehend.
All right, I believe we have a report from the hospital from Eric Bischoff, but let's go to that.
Sting.
Here we go.
Eric. I want you guys in the
window. Come on, Bruda.
Look, I don't know a lot. Ambulance right over here. The only thing I do know, they're going in to check him. We won't know anything specifically till we hear from a spokesman from the hospital. As you can see, he's on his way to the emergency room. The only thing I know from talking to Hulk Hogan inside of the ambulance, he didn't see anything. All he felt was something snap inside of his knee. He didn't see anything. As he said, it felt like someone fell out of the rafters on his knee. Again, we don't know anything now. I'm going to try to get... You take this. I'm going to try to get some...
Sting.
All right, and now we'll talk to Nick Bockwinkel.
Here in Cedar Rapids, here in the heart of America tonight, we have a new U.S. champ. He's Ricky Steamboat, but also earlier on tonight, one of the most appalling things I have ever seen, Commissioner Nick Bockwinkel joining me at this time. First of all, have you heard anything definitive from the hospital regarding the condition of Hulk Hogan?
At this point, we still don't know enough to make a statement.
All right, that I guess poses a certain... set of conditions here tonight. As you know, Hulk Hogan was to defend the WCW heavyweight title against the Nature Boy Ric Flair. If he is unable to defend, what will the status of that title be?
Under the circumstances, under the contract, under the agreement, what it comes down to is simply this. This is live. This is right now. This man was supposed to step into the ring within an hour, hour and 15 minutes from now, whatever the time would be. If the champion Hulk Hogan cannot step into the ring, as sad as I must say it is, he would have to relinquish and forfeit the title to the challenger.
And it would be that, as you can tell by the reaction of this crowd, would be a very unpopular decision, Mr. Bockwinkel.
Hey, babyface Bockwinkel.
Yeah. See, next match was the Rhodes family.
Yes, the Rhodes baby.
That's my son, Dustin. And
I see the hug and a kiss.
This is what all I want from you is... Well, I'm going to play the promo because I've been doing this all night, if you will. The Dusty and Dustin take on...
Bunkhouse Buck. Get Terry Funk.
Dude, I love Bunkhouse Buck.
He's terrible.
I know, but I loved him. I didn't care.
Dude, what about Ming?
Oh, yeah, we'll get into that.
Oof.
Which, but I wanted to... Can I play the Dusty promo?
Please do.
All right. Because I have it.
And I neglected you. And when it came down to choose a partner, I was off in Hollywood. And I neglected you. Let me tell you something. Bunkhouse Buck. Let me tell you, Colonel Parker. They all nothing but chicken thieves. That's all they are. Let me tell you something else. Terry Funk is nothing but a low life
egg sucking dog.
Thief egg sucking dog.
Okay.
You egg sucking dog.
Egg sucking dog
with your asshole face.
Ian Anderson, my son, offered up his innocence and you paid him back in scorn. The hell with you, Ian Anderson.
The hell with you.
Ian Anderson has never been nothing but a walk behind her. And when you walk behind her and you're not a leader, then the view never changes, baby. The view never changes, baby. The view never changes.
Yes, baby.
Yes, baby.
The ability to be the world's heavyweight wrestling champion. There is not a greater athlete at your age in this sport. But I I would ask you a favor. I would ask you a favor in front of God and the whole world. I know that the Clash of Champions on August the 24th, you put your name on the dotted line. I don't want you to look for another partner. I don't want you to go and find another man. I don't want you to go out and get on your knees and beg another scum-sucking pig to be your partner. I'm asking you if you can carry this old out of shape, old bent out, old spindly-legged man. I want to be your partner. I don't need no handshake, because out there right now tonight, there's people with their brothers and their sisters and their wives. They are blood. The Kennedys were blood. The Earps were blood. The Rhodes are blood. I don't need a handshake. What I need now from you is just a hug and a kiss to seal the deal, baby.
I gotta admit, though, that was a very powerful moment at that end of that promo, because Dusty made it, like, emotional.
If you put your hand on this $150 lid, I'll slap them lips on the side of your face.
That's right.
That's right, baby.
Yeah. Talk about Ming for a second.
Dude, he looked like my man from the James Bond film.
He looked like if Philip Michael Thomas from Miami Vice took steroids.
Yeah.
He looked like fucking Tubbs.
Dude, he was massive, man. He looked like a walking refrigerator.
He is a walking refrigerator.
He's so tough as fuck. I would never fuck with Ming. No way.
Yeah, so it was kind of Rob Parker that Mega Power's a legitimate uncle.
Oh, yeah. They look a little similar.
A little bit, taking on the Rhodes family. And that was a good match.
It was pretty good.
About 8 minutes, it won by disqualification.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nothing really significant, you know, about that.
I don't like Bunkhouse Buck, but you love that dude.
Yeah, I think he was hysterical.
Oh.
I'm not saying he was a fucking world-class wrestler or anything. I'm just saying he was good.
You're making it seem like he was like Chris Benoit.
No. Will you stop?
Will you stop?
I'm an asshole face, I apologize.
You are an asshole face.
Can I just say the Stud Stable was probably the greatest stable of all time?
Was it?
I can't even keep
again with the asshole face. The hell's wrong with you?
Oof. Colonel Rob Parker was better than fucking JJ.
You're bugging. Now you're just reaching. Right, let's get a Hulk Hogan report, shall we?
Here we go.
Wrestling tonight. He's not listening to me. Jimmy has tried. Brutai has tried. I called.
Brutai.
Brutai.
Seems to be determined. So is he or isn't he? What is his status?
He seems to be determined. He wants to wrestle. We don't want him to wrestle.
Jimmy, I'm just going to tell you, Hulk's hard-headed. He's going to do what Hulk Hogan wants to do, right, Bruda?
That's right. Hulkster says what Hulkster wants to do, Hulkster's going to do, and there's no power on this earth. There's nothing that could change his mind at this point. As Henry said, everybody's tried to talk to him. We've tried to talk sense to him. We've tried to talk logic to him, but he's not having any part of it.
All right, there's some activity back in the back again. We're, that's all we know from here. Back to you. I'll be right in. I'll be right in.
By the way, Beefcake was so shitty on the mic.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, he's terrible. With his fucking Boston accent.
Yeah, fuck him. All right, your next match was Antonio Inoki taking on Steve Regal.
Yeah. How old was Antonio Inoki at this time?
He had to be in his 40s or 50s.
I think 40s. I think it might have been 40s.
I'll tell you right now. Hold on one second.
Ooh, please do. Oh, stop.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, this is very rigorous than that right now.
All
right,
so he's 74 now.
Okay, so what year was he born?
43.
So he was 51.
Holy shit.
He was 51, dude.
And he did 9 minutes with fucking Regal.
Fucking dope.
And beat him.
Yeah?
It was a good match.
It was a good match. I enjoyed it. I mean, Regal's, he can wrestle anybody.
Yeah, no, Regal's one of those guys. Definitely one of those guys. It was 9 minutes, 30 seconds. Nothing really to write home about. I mean,
nah.
You know. he stretched him a few times. You know, it was strong style. It was stiff.
I mean, it's the type of match that Regal likes. I mean...
Ooh, what the hell did you drop?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Jesus. Oh, man. No, I'm sorry. I gotta finish it.
No. Regal was... I'm sorry. I just said brain fart. Oh, that's why I'm an asshole face. There you go. Anyways, Regal was really good in this match. I love the fact that Antonio Inoki was 51 years old in this match.
And had a great match. And the fact that he had a boxing entourage.
With him. It was good.
Nah, it was good. I enjoyed it.
I was happy with it.
I enjoyed it. You want to get to the main event?
Yeah, okay, go.
Hulk Hogan against Ric Flair. Hulk Hogan comes back.
With his triumphant superhero return.
With his fucking knee brace. At one point, Flair puts the fucking figure four on him, and Hogan's like, "Oh, like, hold on, I'll put a play for you."
Please do.
Well, I want to let you know one thing. Yes, it puts pressure on that left knee, which is taken, but the bulk of the pressure is on the right knee on a figure four.
Well, then you want to put the figure eight on him and get both legs.
But Hogan, obviously, the knee.
But you're talking about two healthy knees.
Right.
He only's got one healthy knee that we know.
Yeah, so he had them in the figure four. Oh, it's funny at the end of the match. Where is it? Go ahead.
You know what I find funny about this match? Is the ending. Hogan wins, and like, instead of being stretchered out like he was before, no, he walks off like...
Actually, Flair won.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. But, like, he...
Flair won by countout.
Yeah, so. But what I'm saying, he still retained the belt.
Oh, yeah. Let's go... Sherry's in the ring with him.
Yeah. I love Michael Buffer.
The belt does not change on the countout. And the referee is not giving Flair the belt. You see, Flair took the belt from the referee.
Flair the new champion. No, Flair is not the champion.
That's exactly right. He is not the new champion.
He has counted Hogan out. The belt does not change hands.
Royal victory, ladies and gentlemen. A disqualification. Still champion, Hulk Hogan. The belt cannot change hands on disqualification.
And eight people cheer.
Yeah.
He was counted out. Do I have to do everybody's job here?
Hogan's back in. Flair's got the belt.
Oh.
It's Hulk Hogan's belt.
Beat up on innocent Sherry. Shame on you, Hulk Hogan.
The Hulkster loses to Ric Flair. We got the masked man in.
Get him. Get him.
Who is that masked man?
It's Arn Anderson. And it's supposed to be Beefcake.
That did it. That leg shot. That leg is gone.
And they've now put the figure four on Hogan again.
And the masked man is gone.
Sherry kicking him.
Sherry was awesome with Flair.
Yeah.
I love Sherry with Flair. Remember that match that Flair had with Sting? And then Sherry was with Sting in the match. And then at the end of the match, she turned on Sting and fucked him up badly. Oh, boy. Look who's in the room. Nick the German suplex.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was a good show.
That was good. I enjoyed
it. I really like that show.
Yeah, I enjoyed the show a lot.
Clash of the Champions tend to be very good sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it was another Dusty creation to compete with Vince initially.
Initially it was.
Yeah, but this is like the 28th one.
It is the 28th one.
And you know, not for nothing, at this point, Hogan's only in the company, what, 2-3 months? He came in June of 94, right?
Correct.
So it's two months?
2 months in.
Good shit, man. It was good. This is before Dungeon of Doom. This is before everything.
Yo, what's up, German? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, champ?
Did you hear what my new nickname is, buddy?
Yeah.
Asshole face.
Hashtag asshole face.
Dude, name of the show right now.
Are you trying to tell me my money's not good enough for you? I find that a little hard to swallow, you jockass!
I love that. But, yeah.
That was good.
High Voltage is the greatest tag team ever.
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Okay, terrific.
Oh, man, you're on fire tonight.
Oh.
Anyway.
On fire like Kane?
No.
I'm sorry.
No. All right. Nick German suplex in the chat room?
Yes, he is.
Reporting for duty?
Duty.
He said duty. He said duty.
Duty.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss Beavis and Butthead.
It's hard to rock a rhyme. No, it's tricky to rock a rhyme. Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
Of course, my friend, this weekend.
Yeah.
This Sunday.
Sunday.
Come this Sunday.
Hold on. Hold on, man. Let me get my fucking, where is it? Is it this one?
I don't know.
Sunday. It's awesome. Remember the monster truck?
Yes.
It's awesome.
Do they still have monster truck rallies anymore?
I don't even know.
They used to have a lot of them over here in the Northeast, and
they had a track the truck rally last week in your fucking hometown.
Listen, what hometown are you talking about?
Jersey.
Listen, I'm from Boston. Okay, I was born there. I lived in Jersey, and I live in Staten Island.
Yeah,
I don't even consider it Staten Island, New York. I call it Staten Island, New Jersey.
Staten Jersey.
Staten Jersey, or Staten Italy.
Staten Italy, yeah. A bunch of fucking cousines.
We're a bunch of Jamooks over here, you know.
He said Jamook.
What? Nick German, what do you? You just said damn right. Okay.
Damn right.
Damn Skippy.
Sunday.
Le sabato gigante.
Azuka.
Azuka con leche. Le Burger King.
Sponsored by Budweiser. Dos mujeres un camino.
God damn it. You should use the gimmick and say all that Spanish stuff.
Yo tengo todos mis zapatos sin gafas.
El sábado gigante. Espacionado de Burger King.
Escucha.
Azúcar con leche.
Oh, boy.
Woo. Wow, we're on fire today, dude.
Yeah, good times.
Oh, hell yeah.
Good times.
Anything else you want to...
Yeah, I want to talk about today's the 38th anniversary of...
Donde está la putaria? Rip that bell. That was great, German.
Today's the 38th anniversary of the introduction to the Intercontinental title.
Well, yeah, of course, because Pat Patterson won it in Brazil. He beat Ted DiBiase for the Southern Heavyweight title and the North American Heavyweight title. They fused it together.
And made it the Intercontinental
title. Of course.
Yes.
The greatest tournament of all time.
So I posted all the reigns today. So Chris Jericho had the most title reigns.
Correct.
9. Honky Tonk had the longest.
Correct.
Over 400 days.
The lightest champion was Rey Mysterio.
The heaviest was Big Show.
Correct.
And what else?
The oldest champion had to be Jericho.
No, it was Ric Flair.
Oh, that's right. It was Flair. Correct.
58 years old.
Correct. Youngest champion was Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy, yep. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
And the first champion, obviously, Pat Patterson.
Pat Patterson, yeah. Yeah. When I was a kid, that was the first title that meant anything to me because I saw that the most. I mean, you saw it defended. You really didn't see the Hogan didn't defend the world title on TV very much.
Yeah, the Intercontinental title matches were always
like they show clips of Valentine and
Tito, yep,
Tito and Morocco, Pedro Morales when he was champ. I saw a little bit of that.
I really liked Morocco as IC champ.
He was one of my favorites.
He was really good.
Obviously, your favorite IC champ is Savage, right?
Of course.
Okay.
No. Perfect was my favorite IC champ.
Mr. Perfect was your favorite IC champ?
Yes, he was.
That was the consensus today.
Yeah.
I got an Owen Hart out of that. I got a Bret Hart out of that.
Bret was okay. Brett, yeah. Sorry, Nick. Yeah. Brett was okay.
My favorites would have to be Don Morocco, Ricky Steamboat, and Randy Savage.
My number one is Mr. Perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
Number two was Randy Savage. And number three, I'm going to say Ravishing Rick.
Rick Rude?
Yes.
Yeah. The Ultimate Warrior got some love too today. But he wasn't one of my favorites. So.
No, he was just, you know, he was...
I was happy when he beat Honky Tonk Man. I was
there. Dude, the reaction he got, oh my God, he blew off the roof off that
fucking
arena.
Should never bent down for that soda. I missed that whole match.
It was literally like 20 seconds.
I was there. I bent down, picked up a soda, went to get the soda, came back, sat down, bent down, fucking match is over.
And what'd you say? You were like, what the fuck?
I was like, what the... That was 12 at the time. 13? Yeah, I was 13.
No way.
Yeah, I was 13.
That was what, 88?
88.
You were 13 in 88?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was born in 74.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, yeah.
You young whippersnapper.
You know what I was, too?
Virgin.
Back then, I was. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, it was... The Intercontinental Championship, to me, was always a fun title. I remember Perfect winning it. I remember watching it on black and white TV because I had a black and white TV in my room and it had the tournament and he beat Tito Santana.
And then they gave him the tag team title.
Yeah, but he won the tournament. Yeah. He beat Tito Santana in the finals. Which, again, Santana the workhorse, always doing the job for the fucking company.
Of course.
You know?
What do you call it? What would you say is one of your favorite IC title matches?
The cage match with Valentine and Tito.
That's a good one.
That one, obviously, WrestleMania 3 was one of my favorites. Another one was when Edge was IC champ. I believe he fought, was it Christian? Maybe it was Christian. I forget.
2001, Unforgiven.
Yeah.
When Christian turned heel.
Yeah.
That was a good match. That was very good. I agree.
Yeah. I did so many matches from the IC title though.
I think my favorite match for the IC title, one of my favorites, was Perfect and Brett at SummerSlam 91.
Yeah.
Obviously, Savage and Steamboat in WrestleMania 3. I also enjoyed Brett and British Bulldog at Wembley.
Yeah.
That was very good.
Oh, you know what else was good? I saw a house show, and it was corny, but when Savage won the IC belt, soon as he won it, like the 2 months after he was defending it against Tito in the Garden.
Yes.
He fought George Steele at a house show. And him and George fucking tore it up. It was a good match. I enjoyed that too.
I really enjoy the matches between Benoit and Jericho for the IC title.
Yeah.
They had some really like stiff matches.
Jericho had some good matches as IC champ.
Yeah, I agree.
CM Punk had some good matches as IC champ.
And he was only an IC champion one time. I wish he had gotten the belt more times.
Yeah,
it was good.
Yeah.
I also enjoyed, who was the other guy I enjoyed? I really liked, Eddie. Eddie as IC champ was really good.
Yep. Brett versus Piper, I remember that too, yeah.
Yeah, Brett versus Piper at 8 was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good.
That was pretty much validation for Piper that's showing that he can actually wrestle.
Yeah, let's look up the list of guys who had it. Let me type that in.
It's a lot of guys.
Yeah, it's a lot of guys that did it. So, but yeah.
I'm trying to think of other, like, what would you say, like, right now? In this era of talent, what would you say was your favorite Intercontinental Champion right now in this area? In this era, sorry.
My favorite?
Not favorite, but like one of the best, would you say?
I'd have to look. I like Cody Rhodes' run, The Miz.
Okay.
You know?
I'm trying to think here.
Let's see.
And that's the thing. You know what's hard is I can't remember like some of these IC champions of this era.
No.
I like Kevin Owens. As IC champion.
Let's see. Ken Patera had it. Pedro Morales. Don Morocco. Pedro Morales had it twice. Morocco had it twice. Tito had it twice. Yeah, he won it. The match I'm talking about was July 6th from 85.
Yeah.
He fought in Valentine in Baltimore in steel cage.
That was a good match.
That was a good match. let's see. Kerry Von Erich. Bret Hart, the Mountie, Piper, Bret Hart, British Bulldog, Shawn Michaels had some good. He won on Saturday Night's main event. Marty Jannetty was IC champ for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Shawn Michaels. Then the title was vacated. Shawn Michaels was stripped because he couldn't. He was suspended for steroids.
And then Rick Martel and then Razor tore it up.
Razor won on Raw.
Yep.
Diesel, Razor Ramon, Jarrett, vacant again. Held up between Jeff Jarrett and Bob Holly. Ended in controversy on the Action Zone. Remember the WWF Action Zone?
I do remember that.
Jeff Jarrett, Razor Ramon, Jeff Jarrett again. Michaels, Dean Douglas for 11 minutes.
And then Razor got it back.
Goldust had some good matches as IC champ.
Yeah, he did.
Goldust, they recognized Goldust's reign as lasting 64 days. At that time, that was big. So you know, he had 2 months. Vacated again. Savio Vega and him ended a no contest. Goldust, Ahmed Johnson, Triple H, Rocky Maivia, Owen Hart, Austin, Owen Hart again, Austin, The Rock, Triple H again. Vacated again due to injury, Triple H, Shamrock, Val Venus, The Road Dogg, Goldust, Godfather, Edge, Jarrett, D'Lo, Jarrett again. That's his sixth reign.
Yeah, Jarrett had six reigns. At that time, he was the one who had won the belt the most times.
Didn't China beat him?
Yep.
I watched that with Tank in his dad's house.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was good housekeeping match. That was on No Mercy of 99.
That match sucked.
Yeah.
I hated that match.
Yeah, it was at Tank's dad ordered it. He watched me and Tank. Wow. I'll never forget Tank. Can you imagine if this broad wins? Like,
and
yeah,
she won,
and
dude.
She won, yeah. Jericho and China shared it.
Jericho, that match where he won the belt
against China,
oh my god,
at Armageddon,
I popped so much because he deserved that fucking title. Dude.
Jericho won at the Rumble.
Yep.
Angle, Benoit, 2 out of 3 falls match he beat. That's the one you talked with Chris Jericho and Kurt Angle.
Correct.
That's the one you were talking about. Jericho, Benoit, Rikishi, China again.
I forgot Rikishi was IC champ.
Latino Heat.
That he's great.
He beat Billy Gunn. Beat him. Benoit again, Jericho again, Triple H, then Jeff Hardy beat Triple H.
Oh, that was when it was a two-man power trip. I remember that.
Triple H again, Kane, Albert, Lance Storm, Edge, Christian, Edge, Test, Edge, William Regal, Rob Van Dam, Eddie Guerrero, Chris Benoit again, Rob Van Dam again, Jericho for number 5, Kane, Triple H, Christian, Booker T, Christian again, RVD again, Jericho for the 6th time, RVD for the 5th time. Randy Orton won it.
And at that time, when Randy Orton won it, he was the longest reigning champion in like a while.
210 days.
Yeah.
He had it for. Correct. Edge, Eddie Guerrero, Shelton Benjamin, Carlito.
Caribbean Cool.
And Ric Flair beat him.
Yep.
Had it for 155 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that long.
Shelton Benjamin, Rob Van Dam for the 6th time.
Yep.
I forgot he was that many.
Yeah, dude.
Shelton Benjamin, Johnny Nitro, John Morrison.
John Morrison.
Hardy, Nitro again. Hardy, Umaga, Santino, Umaga. Didn't Santino win it on his first night out?
He did. He was the Milan Miracle. It was in Italy he won it.
Yeah. Umaga, Jeff Hardy, Chris Jericho for the 8th time. Kofi Kingston, Santino. So William Regal, CM Punk won it in his hometown.
Yep.
JBL, Rey Mysterio, Jericho for the 9th time in 09. Rey Mysterio again, John Morrison again for the 3rd time, Drew McIntyre.
Yep.
Kofi Kingston, Ziggles, Kofi King. Well, this goes on and on and on, man. I can read this whole thing. Luke Harper, Ryback, The Miz, Ambrose. It goes on and on.
Let me ask you, Chilean wants to ask us a question. Who would you say is the worst Intercontinental Champion of all time?
The worst one?
In history. And that's, we're talking like the golden age of era, the golden era, the new generation, attitude era.
I'm going to say Curtis Axel.
I'm going to have to agree with you. He was pretty fucking shitty as the IC champion.
Because all these other guys were pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Test, maybe?
No, I like Test.
You like Test?
Oh, Test was great in 2001. He was on fire.
I don't dislike Test. I'm just asking. Ezekiel Jackson?
Oh, that's right. He was. Ugh. Yeah, maybe him.
Barrett? No, we like
that. No, Barrett was pretty good.
We like Barrett. Luke Harper was IC champ?
Yeah, I think he should. Nah, I like Luke Harper, though. Brody Lee was the man, dude.
Zack Ryder was IC champ?
Yeah, that was only a day.
That's basically it, those three guys. Everybody else I liked, you know? The Mountie? Nah, I like the Mountie.
Mountie was pretty good.
He's good. Jacques Rougeau was a good wrestler. He was better tag team wrestling. He was a singles wrestler.
I think that I don't know if they're setting up the Miz to be the greatest IC champ right now, because he's not that far off from becoming tying with Jericho.
Who?
The Miz. The Miz is like 7 reigns, I believe.
Let me see. The Miz has 7 reigns, correct?
Yeah. So he's not that far from tying with Jericho.
Ziggles is 5.
Yeah.
If he might lose that match, that career match. So I don't know.
What career match?
He's having a career ending. If he doesn't beat the Miz, he has to retire.
That was a while ago,
right?
That was a while ago. Yeah. And he beat the Miz for that match.
Beat the Miz.
Shaylin says it didn't matter that Kurt Hennig was his dad. Kurt Hennig could not hack it as IC champion.
Yeah, I agree.
But believe it or not, when he won the belt in that triple threat match with Barrett and Miz, he got a huge reaction.
Yeah.
But it was, no thank you. And what was the other one? I'm trying to think of other guys that I really didn't care for too much as champ.
I mean, I read them all. I mean, basically.
I didn't care for Marty Jannetty as champ.
Kofi Kingston, I didn't like his champ.
What? No, he was good.
I didn't like it.
I liked it.
Santino, but I like Santino.
I don't like Santino.
He liked to open
the can of the ass.
Marty Jannetty?
Yeah, Jannetty I don't like. I really didn't.
So it was like there's like a handful of guys that everybody else was good workers.
Decent. Like I said before, it was Perfect, Savage, and Rick Rude. Top three in my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, even like I think Shawn Michaels as Intercontinental Champion back in the like 90s, he was good, man. Some of his matches as IC champ were really good.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Ready to wrap this bitch up or what?
Let's wrap it up.
Anybody else have questions for the room?
Any questions for us, guys, before we wrap it up?
We'll hold out for a minute. And then
give you a minute. No, what is BNO? Thanks to Billy Gunn? I don't get that. English, German.
Fucking Nick. Speaking in tongues.
Yeah, like we're supposed to know what the hell BNO means. BWO? Oh, HBK versus Bulldog was awesome. Oh, Saturday Night's Main Event? That was a good match. Yeah, it was. Oh, Ahmed Johnson was IC champ.
I said Ahmed Johnson.
I forgot. He sucked.
I mentioned Ahmed Johnson.
He had to be the first black guy to be IC champ.
No.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I'm telling you.
Hold on. I'll tell you right now. You count The Rock?
No, The Rock. No, Ahmed got it before The Rock.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Big E had it.
Yeah, I forgot Big E was IC champ too.
Yeah.
So it was a goddamn typo, asshole face. You want to know something?
The Godfather?
Yeah, he wasn't a good worker.
He was all right.
I did like him as a pimp.
Yeah, that's. I think he was the first.
Yeah, he was the first African-American to be IC champ. That's good.
All right.
Big T was good.
Big T.
Christ. Yo, as he got older, he got more sloppy looking. Like, he was so out of shape.
Big.
Dude.
He was massive.
He's a massive human being.
So, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight, I think.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have any questions?
Cause I don't think.
Let's wrap it up then.
No, I didn't either. All right. So don't forget, go to ProWrestlingTees.com this weekend, 15% off, plus proceeds will go to relief effort in Texas. Choppy and I are going to donate all the proceeds to whoever buys a shirt this weekend. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/Turnbuckle Throwbacks. There's 4 different logos there. I'm just asking, not for us, because we only get a couple of bucks for each shirt.
Dude.
Just buy a shirt for Texas, you know, and we'll send some money over there.
And the more shirts you buy, the more we can pass this design for Kendall Windham to come out. Yeah. We need this Kendall Windham.
Yeah, no, seriously, the more shirts we sell, we can add more logos to it. Yeah. We have ideas where we have, like, the Mule Club, we have we have the IWO shirt.
Yeah, don't be a Kendall Windham.
There'll be a Kendall Windham fan club t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, there'll be a bunch of shirts that we have designed that we're working on, but we can't. We have, according to PWTs, we have to sell more shirts in order for them to
buy the shirts.
Be a mark. Buy
be
the
a
shirt.
Mark and buy a fucking shirt.
Yeah, let's see. Nothing. Let me see. Just checking the phone there for a second. All right, so let's wrap it up then.
Fun show, guys. Thanks so much for. Yeah, no problem. Which one was this one?
This is 13.
Ugh.
When he went,
Babyface?
Yeah.
Ugh, no.
Anyway. So, of course, we got a Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We'll be live again next week, 9 p.m. on The Rant.
We are?
Go to rantemradio.com.
Oh, yeah?
Go to shiningwizardsnetwork.com. Get all of our back catalog. Support our friends who aren't network affiliates. We're on Stitcher. We're on iTunes. Leave a review. That would help us immensely. Help out the Midnight Jury, as is.
Yeah, spread the word.
Yes, WLWstudios.com. Of course, we want to tweet us. It's at TBuckleTBacks and at Choppy...
2984.
Right. And then we have mail, TerminalThrowbacks1 at gmail.com. I mentioned the shirts.
You did.
So, you know, do that. Go buy a shirt.
And say some prayers for the people in Houston, please.
Yeah, man. It's done raining over there, but now they have to recover. People are still recovering from Sandy. So that's how fucking bad this stuff is,
yeah,
you know?
Man.
So, anyway, be a mark. Buy the shirt. Help us out. Help Texas out.
And thank you for listening, guys. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, we get a lot of nice feedback on the social media, so thank you very much. Keep supporting us.
Keep spread the word.
Keep supporting all of our friends, too. We appreciate that. So on behalf of my tag team partner, the one and only Choppy, I'm the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, reminding you, bidding you adieu, take care of yourselves, each other, avoid the clap, don't get arrested, don't say the N-word unless you're Tony C, and just be nice, man, be a nice fucking human being, hug your mom once in a while.
Be an asshole face.
Yeah, be an asshole face like Choppy.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
That's gonna do it for us, kids. See you next week, same bad time, same bad channel. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.